to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do, man? What did you do?
Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. Your Thursday night freak show and slumber party tonight at the Dark Mark Show. You got to be looking at what I'm looking at. I'm in a studio with three smart, beautiful, sexually voracious women.
Voracious.
I don't know if I'll get out alive, but I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Welcome. It's wonderful to be here. This is going to be a great show. I'm already tingling under the table. I brought my fuzzy cuffs. I brought my paddle. And before we get started, I did want to say I got some new gloves. I stopped by Fatal Impact today.
Did you say hi to them?
I did say hi to them, and they actually said that even though they're not an official sponsor, I did want to say they did tell me that the Dark Mark discount is still in effect. If you go and say I heard it on the Dark Mark show, mention me, Josie Cat, Luann, Dr. Lamour, you get 10% off of anything, and we'll see what happens. They may be a sponsor again. Who knows? But you know how cool Pale Impact is.
Very cool.
If you're looking for goth, punk,
I noticed you have some new eyeliner. Did you get that there?
No, that's the stuff you got me on my birthday.
Oh.
By the way, nice. Our co-host Josie Cat is back.
I am.
Woo-hoo. You know what to say.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Yes, Dark Minions. Let me give the address. Fatal Impact is at 14524 Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. If you live in L.A., right on Ventura Van Nuys, check them out. If you don't live in L.A., go to fatalimpact.com. Go to their eBay page. All sorts of great clothes. Don't go to those mall crappy stores. Don't go to those stores in Hollywood that are overpriced. This is the great place to go.
Those Cold Topic
Yeah, no
stores.
No Cold Topic, no Hot Topic, none of that. And I did want to say that also, I didn't want to, because this is part of the new comedy lineup here at Skid Row Studios. Stick around. This is actually two shows in one, because we have Sexendipity. I keep saying the wrong thing. Sexendipity and the Dark Mark Show are going to be combined tonight. So this is going to be a great show. And then stick around. Nestorius Public Radio is on. I don't know if Nestor's going to be in because his grandmother just died.
Aww.
She just passed away. And I wanted to extend our condolences from the Dark Mark Show family, which is basically me and Josie Cat's tits. And I'm sure the Sexendipity girls wish him the best.
Yeah, definitely.
So either he'll be here live or he will have a tape show. Either way, it's hilarious. You know the 420 comic, our friend Jeffrey Peterson?
Yeah.
He was on the show.
Jeffrey.
He was on the show last week. It was hilarious.
No.
They talked about pot right up your alley, all about the legalization of marijuana. They debated it.
Wow.
You got to check it out on iTunes. Check our show out on iTunes. And stick around after.
Did he bring the 420 girls?
No, he was in Colorado. He called in.
Oh, he called in.
He was too stoned to fly.
Because those are all my buddies.
He was too stoned to fly. Well, why don't you bring them in? Why don't you bring them in?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we're going to do a thing. So
I'll call up Cha-Cha and get her.
Anybody named Cha-Cha is welcome on the Dark Mark Show.
Sounds like it. And we want to have it.
And then stick around.
Cha-Cha's hot. You'll love her.
Thanks for introducing her to me now. I've known you for how many years?
I introduce you to all kinds of hot chicks every single week.
Anyway,
come
before
on.
Josie and I banter over the night away.
You two are the first hot chicks. Well, I can't say that. You've brought in a lot of hot chicks.
No,
too.
We're going to talk about that.
I take it back.
Before you go into that tangent, but before we start arguing, I'm Burger at 10. I'm Burger's going to have a lot of great comics coming in, and they're going to have a whole comedy roundtable talking about comedy, and I have a feeling he might do a rant about Bieber tonight. I have no idea.
Oh, that's
about,
a VLR.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You got it. See?
So I have to tell
see,
you
they're laughing already.
Okay. I have to tell you a hilarious story about
Well, get on the mic, Luann.
Sorry. Yeah. So I got a text message from my dad, no joke, that says, we need to start a Twitter feed. By the way, my dad is a huge Bieber fan. I don't understand.
How old's your dad? how old's your dad,
He's
Luann?
He's 63.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't understand. And doesn't make sense.
And by the way, the person
does he like other boy bands?
He does. He's like, the Wanted's on. Like, I get ran some text messages from him. He's like the wanton zog.
One Direction.
He even knows boy bands that I've never heard of.
Exactly.
I was like wondering.
That's Luann Hernandez from the wonderful show Sexnipity.
Yes.
And we also have Dr. Lamour.
Hi.
Dr. Lamour Blackman, also from Sexnipity. We're going to get into that. We'll save the Bieber talk, save the sex talk, because right now, so stick around for Nestorius Public Radio, then I'm Berger. That's enough of me. I'm going to turn the camera around because I'm so happy she's here. I'm so happy she's alive.
Hi.
I'm so happy she wore
it back.
I'm so happy she wore a low-cut shirt.
It's been a month.
She wore a low-cut shirt.
You believe it?
I actually do. And actually, what did you tell me before you left?
What did I say? You said
don't have any good shows without me.
And you had all kinds of great shows.
I had great.
Because they're always good.
No, I had Matt, but these were especially good because I had Matt Zane.
I know, my buddy.
I had Joe.
Matt and I were on Porn to Rock together.
I had Sinfist and Alex Crescione from Diminished Seven. Then I'm trying to get your cleavage in there. Okay, so then we had.
He's like playing with it, and I'm trying to understand what he's doing.
Well, yeah. Well, Josie's used to that. I got like a Dutch
it's
angle.
The whole
there.
Show goes on.
No,
like
no,
that,
no,
right?
No, no, Josie.
You're just playing
Josie. Then I had.
That's ridiculous.
And then I had Joe Adams, the one arm comedian, stuck his nub in Sinfisted. You got to see it. And then.
Sinfisted.
You got to see it.
I saw
you saw that, Dr. Lamour?
Yeah. I missed that. And you know what? The first time he was on the show. First question I asked him, I go, have you done anything nasty with that nub?
Well, he has now. He has now. And then last week we had Buggy Nova, the pro wrestler, and Nick Sin, the circus performer. It was a great show. I arm wrestled the pro wrestler and she won. But
did you have clowns?
Of course she won. I mean, what were you thinking?
No, I was beating her. I was beating her.
Looking at that. I'm like, what?
Okay, I was beating her, and then she used two hands, and then I was still beating her, and then she started biting me.
Oh, well, did you like it?
When you deal with women,
no comment. Anyway, ladies, it's time.
It.
Not for the Hollywood Report because she hasn't been in Hollywood in a month, but it's time for the Josie Cat Far East Vacation Report.
Woo! All right. Do we have a special song for it? A sex junkie.
It's always sex junkie.
Here right now. Push me down. That would be piss ant. Sex junkie. Give it to me, baby. I need first song I wrote. Sex junkie, it's very deep.
Let me recite the lyrics for you.
I like it.
That's enough. The lyrics are, push me down, down on the floor. Give it to me, baby. I needed some more. Sex junkie, sex junkie, sex junkie. Or
that's lovely.
And then it just repeats.
No, because the next
one. I need it all through the night.
Come on, baby, just don't put up a fight. Who's putting up a fight? What man's like, oh, shit, she woke me up and she wants to have sex with me. Woe is me.
That song was a true story.
I'm sure it was. You've been dating the wrong guys. What happened? We got to get to Dr. Lamour and Luann. I know who it is. You already told me the story. He's been on the show.
Yeah.
But and it wasn't Joe. So tell
Joe
me.
Joe and I never dated.
Not yet. So tell me about.
Now with that nub thing, who knows?
Tell me about. Now you went on vacation all over the world.
I did. Five countries in 1 month.
Wow. Could you name the countries?
Okay, it started off with Malaysia for a layover, and I leave every year, and
layovers don't count.
No, but I make them count. I have figured out which cities have trains in them and where you could do a layover for a day.
Oh, that's smart.
So there's several of them. Amsterdam is one. Zurich is another.
Right.
You know, you could. 15 minutes, you're right in town.
So what happened in Malaysia?
So, went to the Twin Towers there and, you know, broke a flip-flop, did some shopping. Nothing too exciting.
I saw a lot of pictures of your feet. You were posting a lot of pictures of your feet on the gate.
Because the minute I landed, my flip-flops broke. So it was time to shop.
You know? Is that where you got the new flip-flops for tonight?
No. Sorry. But I've got my feet, you know.
I'm not into feet.
Who was that? There was someone there.
That's Mike. Mike, we're going to talk about feet. Okay, so Malaysia, keep going.
We went off left. We went off to Thailand.
Right.
And that was fun.
Bangkok.
And I saw some interesting things go on. And
ping pong balls?
Involving ping pong balls.
And
yes.
Vaginas.
It's a very nice show.
Actually, a friend had to take us to the go-go bar because...
You had to.
Well, I'll tell you... If you're a dude, you're going to get scammed for about $500. And if you don't pay it, they're gonna say that you bought them drinks. And it was about $500 worth of drinks. And if you don't pay it, the police come and you get arrested.
No, I've been to Tijuana. I know the game.
So anyway.
Well, before we get off that topic.
Ping pong balls. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, please. Yeah. No, we have two experts here.
Okay. Go-go bars are not that exciting there until the ping pong balls come out.
Okay.
And they come out.
And it's an older woman who's more experienced.
Okay. Yeah, they train them from very early age.
And next thing you know, she's pushing them up there, and then she's popping them out and making baskets. And then she gets out a blow dart, right? Mm-hmm. She takes the blow dart. Puts it in there.
Right.
Puts in a dart. Gets a dumbass volunteer. Right. Pushes her. She's laying down. Pushes her stomach. The dart goes flying and hits him in the face.
Yes, he was expecting something else. Yeah.
He's holding the balloon and it hits him in the face.
Yeah.
What do you girls think? Do you think they're laughing about that every night? Like, which idiot's going to get hit in the face?
Dying laughing. Who's the idiot that he's going to actually think that he's going to get some action and get hit in the face?
No, we have two.
Because she was able to hit the balloon on the next shot.
Of course.
Yeah. She was able to hit him on the first shot. Yeah.
But the first one, she hit him in the face.
Yeah, right. Because he was asking for it.
Now, Dr. Lamour, you're a noted sexologist.
Yes.
Which I don't know what that means. But we'll talk about that later. How much? And Luann, you're not a doctor yet, but you're a therapist.
Yeah.
So how much practice does it take to be able to shoot ping pong balls and darts out of your vagina?
Oh, it takes a while. You need to practice from an early age. You need to be.
Can you do that? Because you were in the Israeli army. Do they teach you that in the Israeli army?
We shoot all our enemies with ping pong balls.
What about, okay.
Wait a second, back to Lamour.
Yes.
If that was true,
yes,
that would solve the crisis in the Gaza Strip in one day.
No, I'll tell you
if
why
women
it
were
doesn't.
Shooting
no,
darts
no, no,
out of
the
vaginas.
The reason why it doesn't is because they like it so much.
That's what I'm saying. They would surrender.
Keep on fighting.
They would surrender
yeah.
if the girls shot ping pong balls and darts at them. The Palestinians would be like, go ahead, you can have it. You can have it.
No, they're
but can we see that one more time? Yeah. Have them all hold up balloons and then him in the pace.
Okay, now when I was in, I went through Cambodia also. And
is that where you met the monkey?
The monkey was my favorite.
Let's hear it.
And the tigers. Where were the tigers?
I went and saw tigers and got to play with them. And the big ones and the small ones. Right? The baby one was so cute. Everyone was feeding him with a bottle and holding the baby. And I finally got to hold him like a baby. And he was done. He flipped around, bit me on the leg, and ran off.
He
was
pissed. A tiger bit.
Yeah. 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 Tiger.
Did they give him a rabies shot afterwards? Or?
It didn't break. Skin.
No. Did they give him a rabies shot?
Oh, give him the rabies shot. Yeah. Right? Exactly.
Right. Depending on what tattoo he bites into or, maybe some leakage in the breast area.
She's from Hollywood.
Right. Yeah. So lions, tigers, and bears and tigers. Oh, my.
Oh, my. And so...
You're partying with a famous rap star?
I did. My friend has a beach club, and Wycliffe was there in Thailand.
Wycliffe Jean.
Yes.
Not Wycliffe Jean, like you said.
Wycliffe
Jean. Wycliffe Jean.
Well, you know me.
You kept saying it, Wycliffe Jean. I'm like, no, you pronounce it Wycliffe Jean. Yes. Wycliffe Jean. Yeah, this is not somebody that's obscure. This guy was like the biggest star like 10 years ago.
I know, he's a Grammy winner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was, Bob Dylan was in his video. People know, my dad knows who Wycliffe Jean. Yeah. Luann's dad knows
my
who Wycliffe
Jean. My dad probably knows who he is.
Actually,
I don't know.
But your dad, I'm sure your dad's like, he's way too old for me, but yeah.
That's my exactly. thing.
Right, right.
That was a fun night, a really fun night. We, my friend gave us a VIP. They're like lounge beds. And
how's Wycliffe looking? Is he doing all right?
He looks great.
Oh no, yeah.
Yeah, he had a buddy with him that was touring, and they got in the pool and they were singing in the pool. I didn't even know you had, you know, waterproof mics. Another skill that I've done. I play chicken.
Dark Mark pool party coming soon. Piss ant in the pool. No pissing in the pool. No pissing in the pool. Piss ants in the pool. But then things took a dark turn when you hit Vietnam.
Vietnam was tough. Vietnam's a very big... I went into what used to be Saigon. It's Ho Chi Minh City now, and it's a huge city. It's not like what you see, you know, in the Vietnam yes. Wars. Right. It's like New York or Chicago, and it's very crowded.
Right.
And I was warned by my nail girls, who are all from Vietnam, right. from my doctor, from everything I read, don't carry a purse. And I never do when I travel. I carry mm-hmm. this flat little wallet mm-hmm. that's on a string. I put it between... No one knows. I look like I got a third tick. You can't even tell.
Right.
The one time it was our last night. We walked down the street to go have a nice dinner before, you know, we were going to fly off.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to put my stuff in a purse. And right away, a motorcyclist went by and nabbed it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how did you post that posting on Facebook? Because everybody was very concerned about you.
Well, I was staying at the Sheraton, so there was a business center. I had to shut down all my, you know, my phone, my credit cards. I was up all night. It was such a nightmare.
Because I know I was a correspondent.
And I was on a date, of course, you know. So the guy had to sit there with me for hours with the police, which, you know, the security. Mm. And then I went
to the
police.
If you're going to take Josie out, Saigon is not the place.
And I was with a big Viking guy. I mean, this dude was big.
Let's be honest. He banged you, right?
Huh?
He banged you. That's
maybe.
A yes anyway, so yeah.
That's fair. And he spent a lot of time there. So.
He earned it.
A lot of time.
What was the...
He put up with a lot.
Viking man, you earned it. Normally, I don't want anybody touched by Josie Cat, but I'll give you credit. You can have it that time. That's all right.
Yeah.
And interesting,
there was no argument that something was going to happen from days before.
Right. Yeah,
decision
but
was made.
The best of time.
You know, chicks usually make their decisions long before. Sometimes they
right.
It's adjustable. Yeah,
sometimes it's adjustable, but
it's
we
time.
Know.
Yeah, it depends.
Right. No. It's right away. We'll talk about that.
It's right away.
Before we talk, because we're going to talk about sex now.
Now wait a minute. Okay. Since we're on that subject of Vietnam and putting things in places.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, those women used to be known for, back in the war days, for putting razor blades.
Right.
And they would sleep with the GIs.
Yeah.
What?
You've never heard about that?
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm reading different war chronicles than you.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you have to catch up.
Yeah.
On the erotic.
Razor blades.
That's famous.
Yeah.
They were known for putting razor blades up their
Did
private
parts. Did you put
parts.
Razor blades in your private parts?
Did I?
Yeah.
No,
Viking guy, if you want to call it at 1-800-893-9562.
The vagina dentata.
So what's the thought behind that? I don't get it.
What's the thought?
We were in war with them. They
they're punishing us. Okay.
It was a guerrilla warfare.
Yes, it's like
that's
the Palestinians.
Very guerrilla warfare. Now I know.
Yeah, I love you long time, and
apparently so.
Half.
Now, here's the thing. Now you were in Asia, and I don't want to be.
And then I went to Japan.
You went to Japan.
Harajuku.
Right.
That was
one
of my favorite parts.
So
no cash.
You
know, you're lucky. You spent a lot of money there.
Right. I could.
And sushi means sex.
I know, and I wasn't going to eat the sushi there.
Right. So here's the thing.
I'm worried about the sushi.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be stereotypical, but did your massive boobies get a lot of attention in Asia?
Are you kidding me?
Did people think you were like Godzilla or something?
No. It is almost all Russian tourists.
Okay.
Yes,
so.
Those women are stacked.
Right.
On top of it, the girly boys have me beat by 1,000.
Yeah, the females.
Okay.
It's true.
And you can't even tell.
Yeah.
I did get a nice massage by a girly boy.
Yeah.
Strong hands.
Oh, good. Good for him. Mm-hmm. Here. Well, I'm confused. Anyway. So that leads me to my first subject. You, I think for the first time ever, have the second largest breasts in the studio on a Dark Mark show.
That's not true. Nah.
I don't think that is true.
That is not true.
Wait, Lamour, Dr. Lamour, you're triple G's, right?
No, I'm not.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, I've been...
Well, you're leaning against the table.
You've been labeled.
She's by far bigger. I'm looking.
Cup size?
Well, I also have a push-up bra, too.
Okay, what is your cup size? We already determined that Luann...
I'm out of this.
Luann's a solid... Luann is a solid C.
Yeah. I'm a
34D, and you are...
Well, I'm a 30, so it changes
everything. What's the cup?
But I don't wear a bra anymore. So.
I noticed, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, no, trust me.
What made you decide not to wear a bra anymore?
Well, because I really don't want to talk about my breasts. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but if you...
I told you that's what we're going to talk about.
I talk about my breasts all the time.
Well, because it's not, you know...
You're a sexologist. It's sexual.
But I find it...
It's hard to find
bras. Just uncomfortable.
What, a bra?
Yeah.
To me,
What about a sports bra?
I just find it uncomfortable and, you know, by far easier.
See, I have the opposite because
you
I
have
find...
to wear. You feel like you have to.
Yeah, I feel more comfortable in a sports bra.
But like she doesn't wear underwear, I will tell you that.
So just a bra.
Am I wearing underwear? Oh, I'm not wearing underwear.
She never wears underwear.
You always say that, and I'm like, what the hell?
Because you're always bending over and you're crashing my face.
Nope, I am
Let me introduce you to our guests. Yeah. A half hour into the show.
Yeah, half hour into it.
You know what the number one... Do you know what the number one show on Skid Row Studios is?
I thought it was us.
No.
Am I mistaken?
It is now the show that's been on for 3 weeks, Sexindipity.
Congratulations,
girl. Thank you.
With Dr. Lamour and Luann. And Dr. Lamour, first off, as you know, I do a lot of research for the show.
Mm-hmm. Only on the women.
Look at these two. How much research do you think I did?
Weeks.
Oh, he was like digging in there.
No, because, there's a lot to dig into. Luann doesn't have a lot on the internet yet.
That's true.
But Dr. Lamour has erotica.
Yes.
Pictures. I didn't even, the Facebook pictures I posted were tame. Compared to some of the pictures I could have posted.
Well, you know, they're also from a different era, and they're copywritten. We're not going to go into it.
Dr. Lamour is from Israel.
Yeah.
And I find Israeli women hot. Every time I met
we're
the whole
combative.
Country. Well, that's what I was going
to
say.
We know how to shoot a rifle.
I know you do.
We can kick your ass.
I understand. That's what I'm getting at.
And that's the sexy part.
That's very sexy. The fact that you can kick my ass and then you have military training, every Israeli woman I meet, that's just so hot.
That is sexy.
So you're a sexologist. Why would that be? Why would that be a turn on for me?
What, that I'm a sexologist?
That you're a sexologist and you have big, huge breasts. Obviously, those are turnouts. That you have military training and could probably beat me up.
I think men are attracted to women that have... Power and sex are intertwined. I mean, it's a very given thing.
Right.
And someone that has the ability to knock you down and...
But you know,
is it a domination, maybe?
It's not domination because you know I am...
No, not even that. It's like the power... Female power is something very
intense. I see, what I like is that, and, you know, forgive me for going off on a fantasy tangent here.
Yeah, go ahead.
She could...
We couldn't use this on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
She could overpower me. She could kick my ass. Yes. But she would let me overpower her. She would submit to me.
Yeah, it's the fantasy.
Even though, and a woman that I could just overpower anyway, there's no challenge to that. The fact that you... It's like when we get in the spanking wars, and I always win...
You always cheat.
Yeah.
I'm faster than you. I'm faster. So I didn't want to digress from your fantasy. Actually, my fantasy is all four of us. But I was gonna,
of course.
Not necessarily though. I was kidding about that. But you know, the fact you would,
also the variations.
The fact that you could put up a fight and then you let me win.
Yeah.
See, that to me is sexy. So Dr. Lamour, you were in Israel.
Yeah.
You were born in Israel.
Yes.
And you went to the army. And you started, so first off, what is a sexologist?
Well, it's a sex therapist. It just,
I don't know what a sex therapist is.
Well, it's the same, it's the European term. mostly in Europe, they refer to us as sexologists. Mm. Basically, it's the same thing. Right. We do sex therapy.
Sex therapy, okay. Yeah. And you started studying sex therapy in Israel.
Well, yeah, my bachelor and my master's I did there, and then my doctorate, my PhD, I did in San Francisco.
Right, and I was going to get to that, and I'm the least educated person in this room. Me and my puny bachelor's degree seems really bad now. What degree do you have?
I have a master's in counseling psychology.
You have a master's. Josie has a master's.
I don't have a master's.
I thought you had a master's in marketing.
No.
So you bullshitted me the whole time.
I never told you I had a master's.
Yeah, you did. But anyway, so you're a doctor. So you just have a bachelor's.
Yeah.
But you have a class 2 yoga license or something like that.
Well, that's,
yes,
you know.
And I'm a certified physical therapist.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so
I have a few degrees.
So what happened, and this I got from your Wikipedia page, so of course everything's true on there.
If you read it on Wikipedia, it's
but
true.
But you went to, what's the college you went to in San Francisco? There's a specific sexual college.
It's very true. It's called the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, and it's one of the most familiar institutes that teach only human sexuality. One of our deans was one of Kinsey's group members. And
you know what the nickname for that university is?
What?
Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
And they say there's a lot of nudity?
There's a lot of nudity. I was the bad girl there.
How do you become the bad girl? Fuck you.
Yeah, I'll tell you how. Because I was the one that wouldn't take my clothes off. You know, they had camera phones already.
Get out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take your clothes off when everybody else is naked. So you're walking around campus and everybody else is naked?
Well, it wasn't. You have a fucking fantasy. So let me give it.
You better believe I got a fucking fantasy. Yeah.
Let me explain how it went. No, but there are certain courses, something called SAR, that is a training specifically for sexologists. And it gives you have to be very, very comfortable with erotic massage and all sorts of other experiences. And I, you know, it was the camera phones were around already.
Okay.
And I, you know, it was not possible for me to just, you know, okay. I would have, well, this at is, least this, I need to get paid for it.
But so. this was after you were already a host in Israel?
Yeah. So
because you hosted a talk show in Israel.
I did host a talk show, and I actually left it to finish my PhD. And so, you know, while at the institute, I was not going to, like, just take my clothes off.
Right. And let me ask you a question, seriously. And Luann, I've got plenty of questions for you. I seem to date a lot of Jewish women. I find Jewish women very attractive.
Yeah.
But here in America,
they're very different.
Well, no, but here, I understand that. But here in America, that's not really like a stereotype. The stereotype for Jewish women are like annoying yentas.
Jack.
I'm Jewish.
A Jewish
exactly.
American princess. you're not the norm either.
You prove my point on both counts because...
Fuck you, Mark. You got your first fuck you.
No, yeah. Because you are an annoying yenta, but I'm very attracted to you.
Well, I think Israeli women are very different from Jewish Americans.
That's true.
It's not the same.
That's true. But why is it... I mean, you know... There, you know, why is the beauty standard more of a WASPy thing than because I find I've dated a lot of beautiful Jewish women. Josie's very beautiful. You're Israeli. You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
But I mean, when you see on the screen, and on forget it. Anyway, Luann.
What? I don't know what he was going with that.
I'm like, why don't you think Jewish women are held to a higher standard of beauty? The stereotype of Jewish American women. Is like, you know, annoying housewife yentas.
Well, because of, you know, the whole, I blame Woody Allen for that.
But Woody Allen, that's my point. Woody Allen only dates chickses.
I know. It's his fault. He just presented Jewish women.
And the stereotype
yentas.
Of Jewish men now is that they date either waspy blonde women, and you are blonde, right. And there's nothing wrong with that, or Asian women.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
which is fine with me. I'll date all the, you know, all the Jewish women they love.
Okay. You'll date whatever you can get.
So, Luann.
We're there. That's it.
I missed her for a month. I let her slide on one. That's the only one you get.
Okay.
Luann, beautiful. Are you a sexologist or you're just a sex therapist?
I'm actually a marriage and family therapist.
You're a marriage and family
therapist. And I focus a lot on sex. So.
Well, I was listening to you.
Because that's usually the problem, money and sex,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's usually financially
usually
first and then sex.
But how you got to, before you got to be a sex therapist, mm-hmm. you were a yoga instructor?
Yes, I used to teach. I taught yoga through grad school.
See, so. Now I'm getting all sorts of mental images as well.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I did aerobics.
Right, Dr. Lamour?
I do a variation of it.
Yeah.
Because the three of you do yoga, and if you could see what I'm thinking of right now.
I do pole dancing. I also do pole dancing.
I was gonna mention the pole dancing, because you do pole dancing. Yeah. You just started that?
Yeah, I started about 4 months ago now. Who are you training with? Drea Rowers. And at the pole garage
in
Culver City.
That's the worst stripper name I've ever heard.
She's not a stripper. That's the worst stripper.
It's pole dancing. You know what I'm talking about.
No, but they're not real strippers.
Because we know dancers like Sid Fistin, Catface, people like that. Yeah. You know.
They're not. Yeah, it's like gymnastics now.
It is.
How gymnastic do you get?
Well, upside down on the pole, hold it. I'll show you the photo. The photo needs to be showed. Because you just hold on to it with your leg.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been to strip clubs.
Yeah. I don't go to strip clubs a lot, but I've seen pole dancing. Yes, I know pole dancing.
It's a little different. It's not the same way it used to be.
Not the same strip clubs that Josie goes to, where they're shooting ping pong balls out of their pussy.
That's fascinating. You would just sit mesmerized. Like, believe me.
Right. Let me show Josie.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So this is
just the beginning.
Show the camera.
How do I do that? I don't know how to do that.
Hello.
I took some classes at the S Factor.
Oh, yes.
That was fun.
Yeah, so they...
Yeah, it's nice.
I didn't take them long enough to really get good at anything.
Hang from the ceiling.
Right. Yeah.
The pole broke, right?
Oh.
I couldn't. It's just too easy. It's too easy.
That is not nice.
Welcome back, Josie.
So good to be back.
No, because we did have a pole dancing instructor on. She said that same joke about me.
Oh.
Because I was going to take pole dancing lessons, right? Oh. Touche, motherfucker. Anyway, Luann, you got to hear the show. Their show, what they talk about sex.
It's true.
And just the two shows, one was called Sluts or Us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sluts or Us? Yeah. I need it.
She did.
Yeah.
She's very good.
T-shirts.
Right. I know.
Actually, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Because we're getting t-shirts, and ours say sushi means sex, other things. If a guy takes out for sushi, that means sex, right?
Yeah, depends.
They hope.
That's generally where it's going to go, right?
So anyway, so here's the thing. They talk very frankly about sex.
Yeah.
Very explicitly. Now, we have fun. We joke around. And we get pretty explicit sometimes. But Luann talks about her sex life quite a bit. I heard one show where she came in the studio after fucking in the afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I usually will not say anything.
Right.
Lucky tonight that I even mentioned a date.
You're very prudish on the air.
I'm pretty quiet about my sex life. I do understand it.
But that's the thing. You don't talk about your sex life at all.
No.
She talks about her sex life, which is, yeah.
That's our dynamic.
But that's your show.
That's your show.
We're going to get to your sex life in a few minutes. Luann.
Maybe.
you refuse to answer the question, but I got questions for you. Luann.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the shows, I don't know if it was the first or second, you admitted that your boyfriend was a virgin shortly before he met you.
It was the first show.
Oh, yes. Yes,
you
no, it's true.
I was going to sacrifice the virgin.
You weren't his first. But I was recently, his second. But I've That's been five different second. People's first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been fucking a lot of virgins. Shit, I was,
I've been doing a lot
Where
of training.
Are you being now?
I wish I was a virgin now. So here's the question. How did he respond to that revelation on the air?
After the color drained from his face.
Well, I'm not talking about when you blow him. I'm talking about what happened after the show.
Yeah, exactly. After, he's like, oh.
Or did you give him a blowjob just to kind of cover it up? That would be good.
I don't even have to. I'm like, baby, let me just talk to you about the blowjob. And then.
See, that's what happens when you only have two partners and one of them looks like this. Then it's like you can get away with anything. You didn't have to give him a hand job. That's great.
Oh no. No, he was fine with it. He's very comfortable. He's like
He's fine with it?
Oh, he's fine with it. He's super comfortable.
His friends know that you're on the show.
His friends actually listened. They provided snippets from our conversation.
Oh, really? That's good.
And their text conversations, they're like, so Brett. No, but also you have to keep
in mind.
And you're
going out with a guy named Brett that doesn't get more white than that.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Yeah, but his.
Hi, Brett.
Yeah, hi, Brett. How are you?
Hey, honey.
Hey, Brett. Hey, I can't believe it. I've had sex with more women than you. And trust me, that's not by much. But Anyway, so Dr. Yeah. Luann, you Dr. Luann, Jesus Christ.
You're Dr. Lamour. Confused. It's exciting.
Dr. Lamour, no, I didn't, trust me, I just know, I'm just mesmerized by the boobies. So Dr. Lamour finally leaned back in her seat so I can see the nipples.
Yeah.
Dr. Lamour, it's just like Josie, it's so hard to look in your eye, and you know the effort that I'm doing.
Oh,
to do
I
that.
Know, I appreciate it.
So, you don't talk about your sex life on the show. Why is that?
I don't, because given the fact that I'm supposed to be, and I am, that professional that deals with sex all day long and, you know, every day, all day, I really must, and I feel that it's necessary for me to bring the scientific part of it, which I find, you know, fascinating.
Because you have a website called Slut Diaries.
Smut Diaries.
Smut Diaries, excuse
smut,
me.
Slut, smut.
Something stuck in my throat here. Smut Diaries. A lot of erotica, a lot of interesting pictures.
Right.
I've seen your tattoos. There's those pictures.
Not as many as
Josie, but the one on your hiney is beautiful.
Thank you.
So, well, here's the thing: you work. You're a you have a practice.
Yeah.
You work on the blog, and you're doing all these things. I mean, do you have time for sex?
Yeah, I mean, you have to give time to sex.
And also, it's important. Sometimes on the internet, there's like a hyphenated name. Were you married?
I was married, yes.
You're no longer married.
I'm very happy to say that I'm no longer
freedom.
Married.
Freedom.
Josie, you want to give her a high five? High five, yes. Good.
Been through two.
That's the worst fucking high five I've ever seen.
Yeah. I almost lost an eye.
Okay, could you guys just bump? Could you guys just bump breasts like sumo wrestlers?
We'll
can we do that?
Later.
Okay, so, but are you dating somebody? Do you have partners?
I have lovers.
Lovers. Male and female?
Well, I do appreciate female.
Because most of your erotica, if not all of it that I've read, is very male.
Well, you know, it's mass erotica, what you might call. I mean, it's for the mass public. So,
but the mass public likes lesbian stuff.
Well, there's a bunch of lesbian stuff.
I must not have read that. I was too busy.
Yeah, you need to go back and check.
Well, I only booked you like 2 weeks ago, so there's a lot of things.
Look, I spoke, and on the last show that you've missed, I spoke about sexual fluidity, and I say that female sexuality is fluid. And so women have an orientation. I'm not going to go very long, but women have an orientation. They can be hetero or lesbian.
But isn't there a theory that everybody is both?
Well, women are able to be attracted to both sexes.
Right.
It's a given scientific fact.
And men are not necessarily.
It's been experimented in many prisons.
No, but it is. No, but not even prisons, you know. And I gave the example of it on the last show, that any porn has a lesbian scene because it appeals to both sexes. And it doesn't have a gay scene.
Well, that's because, guys would get freaked out. But
yeah, but Josie, it's because it applies.
Josie, is that correct? Because I know you're very much into men. Viking men.
But I appreciate women, too. I mean.
And you've had dalliances, I'm sure.
In the past, things have happened,
right. But you're more into guys.
Nothing too outrageous, but, you know.
Well, women find other women attractive, and most of them just don't know how to analyze it, but as I said, it's fluid.
You find Luann attractive?
Yes, of course.
And we both find each other attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't know.
You hear that, Brett?
we had this conversation before.
Oh, I'm sure you did. But how did you go from pole dancing and yoga teaching to sex and family therapy?
I've kind of always done sex.
That makes four of us.
Let me
get specific because you are a practice and on your websites, your main thing, you deal with heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with people that have gone through horrible breakups and set them on the right path, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it get old listening to someone just...
You would think it does, but
and
people
then
have...
they repeat the same thing over and you're just like, come on, get it.
You're like,
get
you
over
just
it.
Slap them. Snap out of it.
The difference is, Josie, they're not trying to fuck you. They're actually paying her to listen to them.
Well, and part of it is, too, what I hope for is that they're not repeating the exact same story.
That's what I'm saying.
And so then you start providing more information or insight, and you try to help them get more insight. So it's a new story that presents
Although, interestingly enough,
I know
on your show, you talk about bad experiences you have with men over and over again. I've heard a couple things like that.
Oh, no, it's the same piece of shit. I'm just kidding. No.
She's going back to the same. But in general, women have just one guy that you just can't get rid of.
No,
women have these experiences. I mean, if you're an adult and you're a woman, you'll have these experiences.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's normal.
Well, everyone does, though. Yeah. I mean, everyone has that one that
or,
they'll
you know,
just think that they won't get
especially
over.
Especially in this society.
Oh, no. It's
Chelsea,
not
can you
even
get over
like
me,
that.
Please?
It's more like... it's more like...
Get over me. I'm talking to Dr. Lamour here. Can you get over me? All right.
No, I was just the one that when I refer to pieces of shit, the way I refer to when I say that,
it's like you say plural, but you mean single.
Well, no, I don't actually. I was reflecting back. I was like, no,
you made some bad choices, but you're a young woman.
I like the bad boys. I can't help it.
It's not even that. I think that it's a society. It's a cultural thing.
Do you like bad boys?
Of course.
Really?
Yes, my father is still crying over all his gray hair because when I was in high school, I was into bikers and tattoos and bad boys. So
and it's interesting because Dr. Lamour has a profile on who's dated who, and I was curious to see, but there's nothing.
Yeah,
is there like a famous person that was there? And
well,
you've dated some famous men.
I have, but I'm not going to talk about it. That's the discreet thing.
More famous than Dark Mark?
Well, you know.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'm going to keep prying until I get something out of you. But let me ask you a medical question, seriously.
Yes, please.
A sexual medical question.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm not trying to brag or anything, but there have been a couple occasions where I gave a girl an orgasm that was so intense, her nose started to bleed.
Please.
I'm not bullshitting.
I talk about it.
I'm not talking about it. You want me to tell you how I did it?
You mean via cunnilingus or?
No, well, sort of. Yeah. Well, the first time there was.
Did you accidentally hit her against a wall?
No.
I'm trying to understand how you came about.
The first time.
Did you wake up and was your bed wet?
It was two different. No. It wasn't menstruation. No, out of her nose. Because I talk about it in my act, and everybody's like, "What?"
No, but I'm curious.
This is what I'm gonna. The first time there was ice involved.
Okay.
And it was some ice the vagina and cunnilingus and that type of thing.
Okay.
And it was a pretty profound nosebleed. The other one was we were having a session, and it was one of those where I was bringing her to the edge and then stopping.
Yeah,
and then
playing going back, with her and then, climax.
It brought her to climax several times.
Yeah.
And then when she climaxed, it was so... And then she's
intense.
Like, she's like, you know that joke you do about the nose bleeding? And it wasn't like it was protruding, but she's like, I got a little nosebleed.
Right.
So is there like a medical... I mean,
yes.
is that... I mean, because Josie thinks I'm bullshitting, but that actually happens.
No, it's true. You know, the...
I think you read this out of Playboy.
No, I've been doing that joke. Well, you never see my show. I've been doing that joke in my act for years. Nestor will come and he'll vouch for me.
Yeah, but there is like a saying in the African regions that the clit is the nose that smells partners. And it's very true. There is a specific connection between these two sides. And so if you emphasize and, you know, intensify your work around that area, it could happen. Yeah,
okay,
it's
so that's,
not uncommon.
Okay, so that's so it,
well,
it does happen.
I've literally never had a nosebleed, so.
Dr. Lamour, in your extensive studies, you've heard of this.
Yes.
And you're still studying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, hopefully it works out with Brett, but if it does not, maybe we'll have some study. Here's the other question.
There's
a nosebleed.
I know. I was like, well, no, I've literally not even like not from sex, just in general. I've never had a nosebleed. Never had a nosebleed in my life.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So hey, here's another question.
Yeah.
And this is sort of sexually, but it's not, you know, this is, it
just
seems to me, okay. You know, and I hate to reference it, but you know that Dane Cook movie, Good Luck Chuck?
Yes.
Where every woman he dates winds up getting married.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I just found out my last girlfriend is engaged.
Okay.
And this seems to be a common pattern that every woman I meet gets married or gets on a long engagement right after they break up with me.
Because you exhaust them. They're like, okay, fuck it.
They're like, you gave me a nosebleed.
Do you really think that's what it is?
Well, what?
Do you really think that's what it is?
Well, I think that if you are in a long-term relationship and most women, unfortunately, in this society, again, are aiming to get married.
But these aren't necessarily
also,
that long a term.
And also it could be age, too. You're not 18. These are 18-year-old girls.
But the ages range.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you date someone for a while and they're interested in the long-term relationship or a marriage and right. you don't offer it, then it's very common that someone will just run into and rush into the next available guy that offers it.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious. It's something that seems to be happening.
But it's
weird because the last girlfriend, I did sort of offer it, and then she didn't take it, and then she's getting, I was shocked to see she's getting married, but good for her. And I'm friends with most of my ex-girlfriends. We're still good friends
beautiful.
To this day.
Yeah. That's
which
really nice.
People think is very unusual.
It is unusual, but we're going to talk about love themes on our Valentine's Day show, and you should listen.
By the way, we have Princess Joy Villa coming in for our Valentine's show.
Aww. Nice.
You remember Joy. She's back from her whirlwind tour. So, and we're going to have somebody else. I don't know. We're figuring it out. So it's going to be a whole thing. But I'm trying to get all my sexual questions in here, but
squeeze them in.
So to speak.
She's good.
Okay. So, healthy masturbation. How many times a week is excessive?
The more, the merrier.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I think that masturbation is a good tool. The only thing you see, people that have addiction problems when it comes to sex are people that are abusing that, you know, ability to just enjoy themselves.
Yeah. Right.
And that...
I think I might be abusing my ability.
That's the problem. No, but it is.
Especially for this show. I
abuse
it.
It doesn't hurt.
It is a good tool, only you need to, like, use it correctly. You need to use it to your pleasure and not as an exploitative...
And also to explore yourself. I think a lot of women would benefit from masturbating.
Yeah, both.
What about
both
just
sexes?
To go to sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
It is a sleep aid.
It is a sleep aid, and you know, I suffer from migraines. It helps with that, too.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's better than aspirin, I'll tell you that.
It's terrific.
So Dr. Lamour, how, now, this, we left off, you were in Fuck You, and you were the rebel because you had your clothes on. Hi, Nestor. I don't know if you met the other shows here. That's Nestor Rodriguez from NPR.
We're going to meet him after.
Yeah, so you meet all the hosts. So this is the big comedy lineup. But you did a column with Perez Hilton.
Right.
Not Paris Hilton, Perez Hilton.
Perez's.
Now, how did you hook up with Perez's?
Well, he approached me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
I didn't think it was like that.
Well, no, he's not like that.
That's what I thought.
But he approached me. He approached me in a manner that he appreciated what I was doing and, you know, the kind of line of work that I was doing, not in any sexual way, obviously.
Okay, here's the next question.
Yes.
Why do gay men find me irresistible? Women, it's hit or miss. Josie has seen beautiful, model-looking gay men hit on me. I can't lose with gay men. I go into a gay bar.
Their fantasy eyeliner.
Forget the goth jokes. Not the eyeliner and the whole thing. I'm their fantasy. So why is a large man a gay man's fantasy but not a woman's fantasy?
Well, it's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
A lot of women like big men.
Yeah? Name one.
No, it's true. Again,
I know a couple. Things.
It's not. Yeah.
Once again, you've never introduced me to any of them.
Yeah, so you have work to do.
But they weren't.
But
available.
In general, again, it's a cultural thing. It's not. Right? It's not true at all that women don't appreciate big men
in America.
In America, it's a cultural thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And Luann.
I was gonna say I've dated people who were like 6'7", 230
right.
plus. Like so, I don't.
Yeah. So it's not true. But in general, in this society, I find that people.
I was going to say there's a lot of chubby chasing men that love larger women.
Yeah,
not so much the other way around.
Yeah, not in this society.
How about Israel?
But in Israel, it's not uncommon. I find that the European side of it is much more appreciative of the big men.
Yeah.
Especially in France. And
so I need to move to France or...
You need to.
Yeah. I gotta get out of the United States. So what's the appeal for gay men?
Well, they find you strong and intense and they want to play with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Because these two, they do a lot of work with the LGBT community.
Right. QI.
I just fucked up and I'm going to get protests on this.
My second book was
gay
actually...
Gay and lesbian... Because you have two books.
I have four.
You have four books.
Yeah.
Two books in English?
One in English and three in Hebrew and hopefully a next one in English.
Right, right.
My second book in Israel was actually in regards to the LGBT, the gay community.
All right. But okay, so the book that I was referring to, that I was going to talk about, your book, mm-hmm. 365... Mm-hmm.
Sex tips.
Sex tips, outrageous sex tips.
Right.
Okay.
It's on my coffee table.
So today is January 23rd?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the sex tip for today?
Well, try an encounter with a gay man.
I'm not attracted to gay men. I am not attracted to gay men.
How do you... Well, maybe you haven't found the right one.
No. Here's the frustration I have.
So let me take it to the other aspect. Yeah. Yeah. What about women who are like fag hags?
Well, you know, women feel comfortable around gay men. It's a very known fact because it's not intimidating. They can be your best friend, but it depends.
I'll tell you exactly what it is from a male perspective. They're not hitting on you. Mm-hmm. You know they're not hitting
on
you.
They're hitting on you, and they can be a friend. They can be a friend.
Exactly.
But it depends. Gay men, usually, I find it, it's a double-edged sword because, mm-hmm. to me, gay men are not big fans of mine.
What? With Perez Hilton and all?
Well, mostly.
Because we were talking about this. I don't know what show we were talking about, but a gay man loves strong, smart women.
Gay men love me because I do... You know,
well,
that's
like a
dominatrix thing.
You know, and that's why they love Madonna. That's why they love.
But
Cher.
Not all you. It's very general. You know, it depends what gay man it is.
Right.
It has to be a gay man that is confident.
Right.
If you have
your
confidence,
breasts are too intimidating for a gay man.
It can be too intimidating. Yes.
I'm sure you intimidate a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Not me.
I do.
Not me.
Definitely. No, I do. I'm not. You know, I'm not easy to. I'm an acquired taste.
I think I've acquired it, but I mean, how many men? I mean, when you walk down the street, how many men? And Luann, you're just as beautiful, so I'm sure this applies to you as well.
Thank you.
And Josie, I know this happens.
Oh,
you're
sure.
Just walking down the street, and guys are just losing their minds.
Well,
but they won't approach you.
Well, if someone is confident enough, they will.
Right. But I mean, with the bodies that you have.
I always get the idiots approaching me.
Yeah. That's actually,
I mean, mostly they are confident. Yeah.
Confident idiots. They're very confident.
And I will tell you, with the breasts that you have, and you must make men freeze. Have you seen men freeze after looking at your breasts? Let's tell the truth. I know Josie has. Because we'll do that. We'll walk down the street and just can't move anywhere.
It's entertaining.
Really? You love teasing the boys with your...
I do.
With your body?
I do love doing that.
Right. Hence all the...
I'm going to be honest.
Oh, good. Oh, good. So...
I have no problem with it. Look, I'm enjoying being a woman. It's fun.
Well, where did the time go? I told you.
Mm-hmm. An hour goes by really fast.
An hour goes by really fast on this show.
Yeah.
But I love you guys. You guys are welcome anytime on this show.
Thank you so much.
Because we got to get the spank train going.
We need to get you on here with some sex addicts.
Yeah,
we know quite a few sex addicts.
Because we know so many.
I'm sure.
So before we go.
Oh, I have gifts.
For them?
Oh, my God.
Well, I have something for you.
Oh, thank you.
Vietnam.
Ooh.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Treats.
Right.
And treats.
Ooh, thank you. Oh, I love this, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's so nice. That's
are these chopsticks, or what do you got?
Thank you so much.
That was
and look,
I stole some things from the Sheraton for you.
What a surprise! Josie, classy as ever.
That's a nice hat.
Yeah, that is. I'll look like Mao Zedong. Anyway, Dr. Lemoore, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my website, drlemoore.com. So that's drlimor.com.
And smut. Not slow.
And Smut Diaries, of
smut
course.
SmutDiaries.com. I highly recommend Smut Diaries.
Thank you.
Hours and hours of entertainment.
Oh, pleasure.
Have you thought about putting them into a book?
Yeah.
Or maybe even doing a movie?
A movie? Well, yeah, I've been negotiating that. We'll talk about it off the air. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, next time we come, we'll talk about it. Anyway, and you said nothing about your sex life, so good for you. Luann,
for the first time.
Yeah. Well, where can Brett get a hold of you? Where do Brett and everybody else get a hold of you?
Luann, Luanne sexandipity @gmail.com.
Right. And Josie?
Just Google Josie Cat, Josie K Kat, K-A-T, and you'll find all my websites.
And when is Carrera playing?
Carrera's playing on the 17th.
February 17th, her band is playing Carrera.
Wow. I think it's the 17th or the 18th.
Where's the show at?
It's going to be at Bordner's, KK Bang Bang, and then we're going to have an after party at the Velvet Margarita. We have a new single.
That's gonna be fun. That's a good post Valentine's Day. So now it's time for the spank train. You guys ready for the spank train?
We're ready.
So basically,
we line up against the wall, spank each other, and then we go the other way. Okay. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week.
Good night.
Good night.
That's fascinating.